East Coast Creepin' contains graphic and explicit content, which may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, East Coast Creepin'. I'm Linda. Good day.
Oh, motherfucker.
Sorry. Good day. And welcome to our podcast, East Coast Creepin'. I'm Linda.
I'm Lorraine.
I'm Leslie.
And this is Timeline Travesty.
Oh, no!
Absolutely. You know, we are three sisters from the Baltimore area. I don't really remember this. I had it in my head. Leslie, say it.
We're not professionals.
Don't listen to a word we say.
But listen, because this part is funny. We're doing this for our entertainment.
Yeah.
Your entertainment. For Linda's education.
No, today Lorraine is talking about things for Leslie and Linda's education. And I'm going to inform them on things they do not understand. And just so you know, we don't have degrees in really anything we talk about, so don't believe us. But believe us, but you know, because we research. But anyway.
We vaguely research.
No, I research a lot. But anyway. Hello. Hi, everybody.
We have been bamboozled.
I bamboozled the both of them.
Oh, you might get it.
Happy January 1st, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, my God.
So now, because it's the both of you, you both got to guess what we might potentially be talking about that the both of you don't know about.
Oh, God.
Pirates.
Hey!
No.
Damn.
I like pirates.
I know you like pirates, but we ain't talking
pirate about ships.
No.
Booty.
Not the booty. We can't talk about when the booty was invented.
Pirate booty. Why not?
We ain't doing pirates.
Gum.
Ow!
Why did you shock me?
Oh my God.
Holy. My stop making out with a look at me. Ow!
Why did my dog wake up?
What is happening?
Probably when we all started screaming.
We shuffled too much when we were taken by surprise.
I know, right?
No, gotta keep guessing. I'll give you two more guesses. Ain't no pirates.
I said chewing gum.
No, no gum.
Was this when I was like asleep?
Probably.
No, actually. Okay. Wait, you were what episode were you asleep for? The fort in Florida?
Fort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Oh God. Dungeons?
No.
No.
And carriages.
raids. I don't know a lot about raids.
Huzzah.
No,
is that a thing?
FYI, I've been watching this show on Apple TV and they did a whole episode and it was like LARPing and I was like, man, I really want to fucking do this.
Oh my God.
I mean, Jonathan can take you.
When's the last time he's been?
I need to, like, make a legit costume. Like, I need spikes and everything.
Yo, have those people just show up in some janky-ass ripped-up shorts and call it a day.
I ain't that person.
I know, but I'm just saying. You come in some Party City outfit, they're going to be like, ooh.
Party City?
DIY. Anyway. No one has figured it out
yet.
Yeah,
I exhausted my three.
Okay, Linda.
Wait. Okay, so we're talking about the fort, right?
We were.
What? Yes.
Candelabras.
No. That's very short history.
Why?
Ghosts. We don't know a lot about ghosts. The plasma of a ghost itself.
What the fuck?
What's your mama went over there, man? Shall I just tell you?
No, wait. I get.
Get her one more.
One more. How
Ecto.
A fort is built itself?
No.
What?
That's stupid. Well, because they were doing some dumb shit and it was crumbling all the time.
That's because they were making it out of wood on a fucking beach until they decided to start building it out of bricks. Seashells.
The beach itself. See, it was a legit.
Be one with the beach.
It was a legit thought.
So today,
We
are talking about
one more. I don't know. Clothing.
No.
We said dungeons
January's
already.
January's festive. Yeah. I should be
hideaway careful. Grooms.
What'd she say?
Hideaway grooms.
Rooms.
So like a secret room? No.
Yeah, they had a secret room in that one.
Remember that was because they bricked it in. It was the dungeon. They just bricked them in because they were like,
fuck
these
prisoners. We don't know a lot about
those. No.
Hurry up. I want to know what it is, but then I have something that I need to say.
Okay.
Mariachis.
Ay, 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 ay. She sounds like a Wookiee.
Wait.
Because we were talking about the first Thanksgiving on that island.
Oh, my
God.
That was me.
So I figured.
That was totally me.
I figured for the new year. I would teach you guys about the origins and foundations of mariachi music.
Okay. When I do.
Oh my God, where are my shakers?
when I do my cry later.
Oh, Lord.
Let us not feel any type of way, okay, you guys?
Okay, so there's a thing that Apple came out with. I think it's called Freeform. I mean, need us all to be in a group on this thing, right?
Freeform?
Yes. Or something like that. I don't know. It's like a note-taking thing. It came out with the last update. It, like, automatically put itself on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, you can, like, share things or whatever. We need to get me, you, Lynette, and Lydia all in this thing, all in a page together.
Freeform.
And do, what's that thing where you, the dots? We need to do dots.
The dot game?
Yes. That's not what it's used for.
This?
Yeah.
Let me bring it closer to you. Apparently, I had it downloaded.
Yes. Because it came out with the last update.
Well, no, I did the... my shit is updated,
oh,
and I don't have...
Speaking about
motherfucker,
that.
I have another update.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were talking about it. Remember how I told you I was having all those issues? You're like, oh, there's an update. Yeah, no, I never did the update.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
So, put it on it, and it did it. So,
Henneral.
It's like a note-taking app.
Yeah.
So, that's my thing to go get an iPad now. So that I can take notes here.
I have a pen. That.
I know you do.
I found my other one.
I know you did.
I still have it.
She's trying to sell that shit to you. Don't talk to her.
She already knows this. Absolutely not.
It's used.
Yeah.
It's used and it was lost.
Which means that it's still in great condition.
Unless... your children had it.
Mariachis. Let's talk about them.
I said 70 because those things are definitely... Why is it...
I need an iPad first.
Okay. So, where do you think this... I don't know if we should...
Mexico.
Do... Where... Okay, let me think. What year do you think mariachi music started?
Like 1407. Music? No. Negative. That's got to be recent. Oh my God, I saw a TikTok on this. He briefly went through this. It's got to be like, isn't like the 1920s?
Close. Ow! So, mariachi music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through.
Oh, that was not about mariachi music. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Ooh, that was it bachata?
Like, yeah. And cumbia and stuff like that.
Love it. So, mariachi music is defined or classified as a specific type of Mexican musical groups or ensembles. Okay? It is a genre or style related to mariachi. And so, it actually started much earlier than the 1900s, if you want to give a guess.
Absolutely not. I already gave my one shot and you guys shot me down.
Technically, mariachi music started being developed once conquistadors went into Mexico because they started blending the musical styles of the Africans, the indigenous people, and the Spaniards. So they all had like their own musical instruments and elements that they brought into it. So they slowly started developing into something different, but it wasn't technically classified as mariachi music until the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Okay.
So that's when they were like, this is it. This is what we're calling it. And like a lot of the issues with like specifically pinning it down is like there's no documentation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
I refuse to draw a mariachi band today. Like, I can't. Like, I thought about it for a hot second, and then
just draw one of the cool hats.
Nope.
I want one of the dresses. The black ones.
Oh, look. A Mexican.
I know. They're everywhere in this house. So, the earliest known reference to mariachi appears in a letter written by a priest in Mexico in 1852.
You can greet there. Come on, do it.
No. That's what he does. So 1852 is the first written documentation. It's like in a letter. He's talking about a party he went to. This is a priest. You know how our priests be. So he was just like, so.
How do you spell it?
What? Mariachi?
Mm-hmm.
M-A-R-I. A C H I.
That's exactly what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, that's why everyone calls my mom mariachis.
Oh, Mari.
Mm-hmm.
We said 1852.
Ah, that's what he's doing right now. I thought he...
No, come on.
Dobby. What were we on?
Mariachis.
No, I know
1852,
that.
First written documentation from a priest.
Yeah, the priest at the party. Okay. So he's doing.
I'm pretty sure I left my Slim Jim in the car.
Ew.
Slim Jims and chocolate milk. It's the best thing ever.
I don't like Slim Jims. Anyway. So the blending of the music first started with the Spaniards and the natives. Mm-hmm. And then once like colonial times, I guess like even like the US, like the technical like colonial period, that's when the African influence started coming in because of them bringing in slaves.
Final phase.
Ah, I see you. I was like, I'm just looking at a blank page. I was like, what?
Okay. Are we all going to initial LL?
Oh, fuck. You can do L1, L2, L3, L4.
That's what we, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can do LLS. And Lydia can do LML.
How do I invite people to this? Keep on going. I'm sorry.
Stop eating your diaper.
So the instruments that the Spaniards brought over were harps. And then there were also different types of guitars. They weren't technically guitars, but they weren't like a lute either. But they obviously ended up like tweaking them, making them into what we know they are
now.
Does this
turn blue when it's used?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those cool baby diapers for dogs. Where do you think...
That's ASMR for you guys.
Get
Mayans.
Are you putting it on his head?
Was it Aztec derived?
Huh?
Was it Mayan or Aztec derived?
A little bit of both. Okay. Just because of the areas that it was in. Because we're about to get into that after she stops messing with diaper boy over there.
It's okay. Just keep going.
So, what area do you think mariachi music is technically native to in Mexico?
Can I pull up a map of Mexico? Wait.
Jalisco.
What was the question?
Huh?
Jalisco.
That's one of the places.
Who?
Jalisco. Jalisco.
Where is that?
That's where your mother's from.
Yeah. He's wearing a bonnet.
Yes. Oh, my
with
God,
Drew,
yes.
With Drew Barrymore.
Why am I not finding that on the map?
Up north? Oh, your hat fell off.
He said, good riddance.
We're in Chihuahua?
So it's the state. It's the state. It's Jalisco, Zacatecas, and
see, I was going to say Zacatecas, but then I was like, no.
Yeah. Zacatecas and Michoacán is the other one.
Oh, wait, okay. That one's, sorry, I lied. I was thinking Zacatecas. Jalisco's Mexico City.
I found it.
Mexico City.
Yeah, I found it. Yeah. I found it. I'm looking at an actual map and then look up the state. Okay, thanks.
Zacatecas is also down there, Chihuahua.
Yeah, it goes as far north as Durango, so like all
okay first there. Off I'm just gonna put this out there, obviously everybody knows by this point I don't know my geography, so literally everything is just north to me.
But so the exact birthplace of mariachi isn't known, but I mean, as you know, everybody puts their own little pizzazz into it, and you can slightly tell where people are from their outfits, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, so
like anything else?
So right. We got the priest in 1852 in a letter talking about a party and how there was a mariachi band there. And they actually thought at like some point that the French had influence in mariachi because their word for marriage actually sounds a lot like the word mariachi. But as they went further back into it, the French didn't come into Mexico until, what? Hold on, where did it go? Until, sorry.
Until by the way, Jonathan, I'm sorry, really quick. This was the picture that Chris sent of you. That was when your face was frozen in the chat. He was like, it's really funny face. And honestly, it's just staring at
me. So the French didn't come in until the 1860s. So everyone was like, no, you didn't really have anything to do with it. It was just like a phonetic coincidence that they sound the same. Like they sound extremely familiar. Uh-huh. But the French were like trying to take credit for it. And everyone's like, no, okay, bye. Like it wasn't you.
It
so,
was me.
It's me,
Mario.
I was with you, Linda.
Oh. No, not me. I'm always doing some hot chick stuff. Mariachi music is technically like a rural regional music, and it didn't start being urbanized. Literally, it's called urbanized until the 1920s.
I could see that. I can definitely see that.
And that didn't start happening until after the Mexican Revolution. So it started spreading more after that. So it's when it started like having, instead of just like the one sound, you could start placing bands and everything by the region that they came from because everyone had their own different sound. In 1923, what do you think happened in 1923, y'all?
They made their outfits.
No.
They started crying.
No. You ain't hearing that from me.
The French left?
No.
They migrated. Like the nomads they are.
Yes.
They started going north.
So they did migrate.
Radios.
So there was one group. There was a group and I feel like I'm going to jack up his name. So it was around 1920 and his last name is Marmolejo, I guess. And he was from further up north, like way up north. And then he moved down to Mexico City and he actually established the first mariachi bar.
Hey!
In 1920. So it was like he built a building and their music was the mariachi band. So that was the first established one. It is still there.
Bet.
Yeah, y'all.
Is he still running it?
I highly doubt it. So he moved down in 1920 and it officially opened in 1923.
I refuse to finish this. I want my Slim Jim.
So Mexico City is actually the center, like the epicenter of mariachi music, like as we know it.
I feel like I'm doing the wrong dance for that.
You are.
Can you use your Apple Pen on an iPhone?
No. Oh, it has to connect to it.
also at the turn of the century, something else happened with mariachi bands. What do you think happened at the turn of the century with them? Because, like, yeah.
Women.
No.
Oh, that's honestly where I was going to. I'm not even going to lie.
The instruments started changing.
Oh? Bigger.
No, not really.
That was my trumpet.
That was a horrible trumpet.
Well, like, I'm only a human being, not a brass instrument.
I mean, go blow your nose. It'll sound better.
That's not the same thing because you have to have that piercing sound.
I'm very offended of this since my daughter plays the trumpet.
She's very good at the trumpet.
She does not sound like that.
And a mariachi band?
I don't know, but I've been trying to get her to do mariachi because you know how fucking awesome that is.
Oh, now she thinks of it.
I never thought of that before.
Anyway.
Could you imagine if they had like a cultural day? Oh my God.
Yeah, let's do it.
Beep. Let's go up there. Anyway, we're getting off topic, but we're not because it's on topic. So the two most prominent mariachi regions are in Jalisco, but like in the central area. And they had two, I guess they call them like band types, like the way that they went about doing their music. The first one, it was a smaller group and they only had four musicians. So like, you know.
They didn't have 20?
No. So they weren't out there like doing like banda shit, like with like the 80,000 people.
Listen, I only want to go. Well, no, that's a lie. I don't only want to go out there. One of my biggest things, because I love seeing it, and I know our family has done it on multiple occasions, where they, like, get the band to, like, just come to wherever. Like, I want to be sitting somewhere, and then next thing you know, they're, like, under your window, and you just hear them playing. Like, yeah. I want that.
Yeah. I mean, we can do that.
I like.
Okay, but this is Mexico / like, Texas. You ain't getting no two-story houses over down there. Not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go into the city, yeah? Mexico City. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
They tall. Anyway, so the two most prominent... Yeah, we went over that. So the first one, they preferred two violins, and then they would have the smaller guitar. So it's the smaller one that has, like, the convex back, and then the five strings. And then they also had the really big... You know what I'm talking about. The real big guitar. That was the other one.
Yes.
It was
yes.
The really big one. And it was the six.
Here we go.
This girl.
I was on point.
Your voice did not sound like that.
100%. It sounded just.
I can't even record her fucking face.
It sounded just like that.
I can't even record her face because my phone's updating. Damn it.
No, that was me a minute ago.
No, it wasn't.
If you played it side by side, couldn't even tell the difference. Honestly.
So.
Anyway. I decided I need dotted paper. I have some at home.
I was going to say.
You yeah, could I have just... grid paper at home.
Okay. Anyway, so further south.
Mm-hmm.
They have notebooks like that, by the way. In like Michoacán, their bands.
Dotted paper notebooks. They have those.
Yeah, I know.
They're cute. Daily planners.
I know. I got to get one.
I can
anyway.
Them out myself.
So they prefer two violins, a harp, and then like the original mariachi guitar. So it wasn't.
The big ones.
Wait, one that you could go sailing
in. Harp in the 20s? In the...
No. Originally, when the conquistadors came over, it was a harp. They didn't... They, like, had some types of guitars.
Back
but
when they didn't walk around the neighborhoods.
Yeah, they probably didn't have a neighborhood.
I was
going
to say, that's very hard to...
No, because if you have the small handheld ones...
You didn't say that.
I'm thinking like,
yes.
Okay, but
like
this doesn't...
The 4 foot...
Yeah. I know, but I'm saying they didn't... They are not specifying. They're just saying...
Could you imagine somebody being wheeled around?
You actually have to put that on a skateboard.
I'm thinking
like a big no, well yeah, I guess so, like a big platform, like four wheels, and then they're just like all the people are just like ropes around their waist as they're walking, the person's
your I'm leaving.
That's as good as police.
those bumps on the road though, like them dirt roads just ain't doing it. I'm sorry.
Cause you know they didn't have pavement.
Like those big harps wandering around, like they're not carrying this as they're playing, so these people have to be like dragging them on some sort of board or something. Like they're not pushing them in a wheelbarrow, like it's not happening. Like I know there's like carriages, but that doesn't count, okay? Like no, horses go too fast for walking people. It's just not. I don't care if they can be guided. No.
But just trotting. Mm. Just like a
trotting's still fast. You know. Like those people
she really left us.
Get out of my bag. Thief.
Yeah. Or maybe a donkey because they're smaller.
That's possible. I could see a donkey.
Yeah. I say a donkey.
Yeah.
Like a fen-sized donkey, you know?
I'm just saying.
Well, that was a good one.
Four, three. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. Three. Cause the finger rest and then the thumb. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
okay.
She said,
so after the Mexican Revolution, so this is like a little bit like during and before was when it was just like the small groups of four, mm-hmm. where it was like two violins and then two guitars or two violins, a guitar and a harp. So after the Mexican Revolution, mariachi groups blew up in size, right? So the instruments that you used, you normally could tell like which region they're from, even though like now everyone uses basically all the same things, and it's just like the style and the dress of the people is how you can tell where they're from.
This bell thingy on the back ain't doing it for me.
I was too much laughing when you were gone, and now all this phlegm is stuck in there.
So instruments that were previously associated with certain regions were now combined in other regions. So they would combine them in the same group, and then they would take those existing instruments, and then they would just, like, double up. So that's how they were getting bigger, is they were literally, like...
spit valve.
Instead of two violins, we have four. And now we either have two guitars and two harps, or four guitars and four violins, like, you know what I'm saying? They're just mm-hmm. adding more people in. So this was called like the experimental period in mariachi music.
What year was this?
This is after the Mexican Revolution, so around the 1920s, because the Mexican Revolution was 1910 to 1920-ish, depending on where you were. But for the most part, it's 1910 to 1920.
Your dog's getting old. He's getting gray hairs.
He's always had gray hairs.
No.
They're just getting more prominent. Leave him alone. He's three.
He just proved my point.
Four.
Four.
Shh.
Anyway. I have Snapchats from 4 years ago.
Anyway. So, during this time period of experimentation, they started calling this urban mariachi music because they were changing it and it was becoming more standardized. So instead of like everyone being like completely different, everyone was like, okay, this is like your standard bass group and this is how we're starting it.
Okay.
He doesn't like being held.
I know he doesn't.
Just loosen it.
Come here.
Fuck you.
Fen.
Fen. Mm-mm. Come here.
If I can hear him click-clacking.
So some things that they picked up, they picked up the classical guitar that was brought in. The two other guitars were still kept. So the convex one and then the really large one, obviously, because we still see that today. The smaller one, so like the smaller original mariachi guitar and the harps, were dropped out of standardized mariachi. So they were just like, we don't need you anymore.
Well,
shoo, shoo, shoo. I was going to say, I ain't never seen nobody with no harp.
No. Never.
It's all about them.
Now I got to find... Oh,
I was going to say, I kind of want to Google it now to see if they've ever used it recently. Yeah.
So in the early 1900s, it was wind instruments that were frequently added into the ensemble by the... 1920s, so after the Mexican Revolution is when they added cornets.
Hey, you guys.
Trumpets.
Cornets?
Yes. It's almost like a bugle. Oh. Yes, Linda Jr.
Absolutely not.
I sounded like a bugle.
Mine was pitch for pitch.
So... in the 1930s was when the trumpet came in and they were like, yes, this is it. This is the sound that I've been looking for.
We want to be loud.
So the trumpet replaced the cornet.
Yep.
And it was just like, that's it. It's permanent. So by the 1940s, when you thought mariachi, everyone was like, trumpet. That's literally, like, it was the staple.
Yes!
So, like, trumpet, like, the trumpets became, like, an institution in mariachi music. They have a two-trumpet combination, which started in the early 50s.
So, what? Two-trumpet what?
Two-trumpet combination. So, instead of just one trumpet, they'd have two. So then they did, like, their own little...
That's my shit right here.
She's talking about trumpets. I gotta...
the bass and the trumpet. There's not many shit here.
You know how many things they do in here?
Timmy Trumpet Freaks.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, so the standard contemporary instrumentation of a full mariachi band is
5, 6, 7, 8.
Two trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a quiz on this.
Two trumpets.
Three or more violins.
Three plus violins.
A bass guitar, but not like an electric bass, like the big bass guitar. I'm just going to call it a bass guitar.
Big boy.
A regular classical guitar, and then the smaller convex five-string guitar.
Five.
A harp and an additional guitar or trumpet can sometimes be added. But the basic ensemble is normally the smaller size due to economic reasons because fucking harps be expensive.
I said that. They big boys.
And all members... may sing if they are able to sing. But we all know.
I don't think that really matters.
I know it doesn't because you only got that one person. Well, no. Like, most of the time, man, you ain't going to see the trumpet man singing in the middle of the song while he's playing his trumpet.
They put it down and then they start singing.
I know. But most of the time it's the dude with the accordion because, you know, they be adding the accordion in. Or it's the guitar guy singing.
Or they have a man or a woman
I know.
Singing.
Cantanoyares. That's the song that always pops up in my head. Anyway, when do you think mariachi music started moving to the U.S.?
1980s.
50s. Ding, 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 ding.
Damn it.
BB-8 is the winner.
You
got oh, my hat.
Your head, you
oh,
ding,
my
ding.
God. My bad. Oh, I
Lord
forgot.
Lord have mercy.
So during the late 1950s, early 1960s, organized mariachi groups would travel to L.A. They would go from Mexico to L.A. to do gigs, and then they'd go back. But then people started staying here.
Okay. I didn't forget that it was that close, but it makes sense.
Linda.
I'm sorry.
So... No, you made me lose.
I was going to say, there was a disclaimer at the beginning of this that I don't know geography. And although, yes, I do know that we share a border. No, it did not click. Okay.
In 1961, there were a couple pretty big bands, like mariachi bands, that were becoming very well known in the U.S. So that was when it started going outside of Hispanic culture. So it was like they were trying to kind of like broaden their audience, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they started just kind of like traveling, just doing random things with these groups and also just like big ass freaking concerts. Because, you know, that's what I'm going to go to. Mm-hmm. They have one up here.
In D.C.?
No, here. It was before I lived here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why did you have to drink that so aggressively?
I don't know. It's what I do with this bottle.
It's so gross.
Thank you. So when mariachi music really started making it big in the States, like really, really, really big in the States, was in the 1970s, because now they were starting because like first generation Americans and then them spreading the culture. So they were huge in Arizona, huge in Texas. So they're starting to make their way from the West Coast to the East Coast. Like they're coming out this way as like spreading like the influence and actually having like American-based mariachi bands versus like them coming up from Mexico started in the 1970s. This is considered the beginning of the U.S. mariachi revolution and or movement. That's what they called this. It was in 1979. They had the first international mariachi conference held in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey.
Yep. And then Mexico celebrated their first international mariachi festival in 1994.
God damn, that's a really long time.
What do you mean a really long time ago?
No, that is the...
Oh, to do one.
I thought you said it was a really long time ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was also a conference?
What? Almost 30 yeah. years.
Mm-hmm. It was in Mexico City, though. So, but, like, they did their international thing after we did it. Because they were like, hold up. How are you going to do this before us? So, this is, like, I'm backtracking, but I'm not really backtracking. So, the whole reason that, like, mariachi music started spreading into different areas, like, a little bit further north, and they started combining, like, their different styles is because during the Mexican Revolution, this is so not even a thing that would probably ever happen. But like if the four of us in this room were like manual laborers, but we were also musicians. So we were like, go and do our day work of helping someone on like their house. Right. Because they would go to haciendas and help mm-hmm. them like around. And then they would just start singing and play. Ooh, I hit my dog. They would just start singing and like playing instruments. But then the person would be like, I don't have work for you, so you need to leave. So they would literally just be walking to their next place while playing their instruments and singing and like entertaining themselves. So that's really how they started traveling, because they were laborers during the Mexican Revolution and like going around from town to town. But they were really like looking for work, but they were also singing and people would pay them to like sing for parties and stuff. And they were like, oh, hey, cool. You're here in my little town and I'm having a party.
So come here.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I was just like, that's kind of cool. That's nice. Because, I mean, it's simple, I guess. I mean, it sucks because they're walking everywhere.
No mess.
Can you imagine all that dust and shit in your guitar?
But they were also working with the guitar there. So it's like,
I know, but still.
Like, what difference does it make at that point?
Well, I don't know, but it's, I don't know, it just seems yucky. And like, your fingers be all dried out anyway. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Calluses.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You're welcome.
I hate you guys so much.
Musical interlude.
No. The traditional outfits for mariachi bands are not what you think they are. Obviously, because they were laborers.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually wore...
cargo jeans.
Ain't nobody wearing no cargo jeans. Smacker.
Many pockets.
No. They had those... They're the, like, white cotton pants. Mm-hmm. That look really thin and have like that white cotton shirt, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it in my head.
Yeah, and then the sandals, the changlas, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, the toes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That you was you said white cotton pants, and I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah,
I saw the whole outfit.
Yeah,
materialize in my brain.
Materialize the material in my brain. I know. I just saw like Virgencita. Picture mm-hmm, of him mm-hmm. and his flowers and his outfit.
Yes.
That's what I pictured.
Das roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was their original outfit. And then once everyone started getting real organized was when they started doing like the big hats with the suits and the buttons and the buckles.
And the sequins.
Yes.
All the sequins.
I just want to wear one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, the one thing that they were like, this is the most important part about mariachi music is it wasn't just meant to be like heard, listened to, and like sung. They were like, this is music for dancing. Like that was the whole like main purpose. They're like, we want you to dance. Yeah. So it's like, it's always...
I don't say nobody.
Okay, so like, yes.
Ain't nobody getting up in a restaurant and dancing.
Okay. Well, like, that's because it's been like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a restaurant. That's different. But when you go to a quince and they're in there and they be walking around with their little bucket and they be asking you for songs, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. You write your song down, you put it in the thing, and then they play your song, you out there jamming. Yeah. Anyway. Freaking, who's got a kid that has quince coming up? I'm coming. I don't know.
Mine's passed, and I'm
yeah, we
still
know.
Trying to convince her.
I'm sure if you just hang out at the church, you'll find a party.
Just sit
on
outside.
A Saturday night.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay, I guess I'm going to the place of the people. But yeah, but that's really it.
You're hurting me.
Because now it's just like, blam!
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Don't.
I like it. So, Linda... When did mariachi music start? Don't look at your phone!
1852.
Is that right, Fen? What do you say, Leslie?
That's like, isn't that the priest guy? That's the first documented one.
Yeah. Look at her! She's like, what?
I mean, it's basic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, right?
Where did the influence come from, Linda?
Middle of Mexico. Not the north.
Did you not listen?
Hmm?
You not listen?
What are you talking about?
Where did the influences come? Where did the mishmash come from?
Africans, Native Mexicans, and Spaniards.
Very good. Hey! What is the standard ensemble of a mariachi band? Don't you dare!
Two trumpets, 3+ violins, a bass guitar. That means that big boy, a classical guitar, and five small
chunks. That's what it looks like from over here.
Looks like a convoy.
What?
God. I don't know what I wrote right there. No, don't look at it. Don't look at it.
I can't see it. Five. Convex?
Convex guitars. The little ones, the little boys.
Five small ones?
Yeah, five. And then maybe a harp. Maybe not.
Mmm.
You got a little zealous on the convex one. It's maybe one.
Why'd you say five?
I didn't say five.
You said five.
I definitely said right here, two trumpets, three or more violins, a classical guitar, the big bass guitar, not
a small convex guitar.
And a small convex guitar.
That was it.
No, you said five of them.
And additionally, they may have a harp, a guitar, or trumpets are sometimes added.
Yeah, I have the harp underneath of the box because sometimes they put them in. Not all the time. He's outside of the box. That's outside thinking.
Out of the box. Yo, you good?
No.
What happened? You touched my dog, didn't you?
Yeah. I've been touching your dog this whole time. He literally lives here.
I did too.
It doesn't matter if I touch him or not.
Look what you did. You made everyone cry.
I know. Linda.
What?
Play the trumpet for us.
That was disgusting.
Thank you. It's almost as good as Leslie's air horn.
Wait, do your air horn.
I can't. Nope.
Why?
I'm not.
He's asleep. Go lay down.
He ain't sleeping.
But yeah, that's it. That's my history of mariachi music and bands. So now y'all know that Linda can't make trumpet sounds. But she tries.
Yes, I can.
The best she can. Read your thing.
Thank you for coming and joining us.
ECCthepodcast.com. At ECCthepodcast on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. Look up, I guess, East Coast Creepin' or ECCthepodcast, however we're on there. By this point, you should have already figured it out.
Discord.
Oh, yeah, we have a Discord. We're supposed to be putting links everywhere for that. I don't think we have. Sorry. It's not me. I don't post things on that. Linktree and Patreon. Rate and review. And come follow us on Spotify and or Apple Music, Google Podcast. Linktree. Yep.
She did ECCthepodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I said.
No, she was trying to like spit fur out of her mouth. She's gonna sneeze. God bless you. God bless you.
This place sucks.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk to you guys later. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Is this after the New Year?
No, this is on the 1st of January.
Oh my god. This is. Yeah. Happy New Year, you guys.
Thanks for listening to East Coast Creepin'. Cover art by Leslie Lozano. Music from Premium Beat. Editing by Larry Bark at Revitalist Recording Studio. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at ECC The Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review. See ya!